Good evening, it's Simon Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with the latest of music interviews, and tonight I've been joined down at my house in Chadderton very kindly by two members of the Frakes. I've got Ben Warwick here, the guitarist, 17-year-old, and the bassist Jacob Simpson, who's 18. I've not met the Frakes before. I've heard a lot about them from other bands and one or two other people. Very positive comments. What the Frakes are in the very early stages of the musical career, it's fair to say. But firstly, we'll start off with Ben. If I can ask you, Ben, just tell us a little bit about the Frakes. How you got going, mate? How did they start? There's obviously three. Sorry, I should say there's three of you. There's Ben, Jacob, and Luke on drums. So
what about the Frakes? I just nodded and said, "Yeah, go on then."
Right. Okay.
And just kind of stuck from there.
So that was the birth of the Frakes then. So you obviously practiced and you've got...
Jacob put on Facebook, we need a guitarist. So
right.
I messaged him. That's about it.
Yeah. Right, okay, simple as that then. So you've already got a number of gigs under your belts,
yeah.
I think. So what kind of numbers are we talking at? How many gigs have you played?
I'm not sure, our first gig
We're talking about 10 to 15 though.
Okay, okay.
But like Ben says, the first one was in Manchester.
Right? This is at Academy.
Right, okay.
It's good though, to be honest.
Okay.
But really, no one really knew who was, obviously, like, we were on first. They'd never heard of us, but
yeah.
It was a good turnout, to be honest.
Right, okay.
Did we do that with the Recreation?
Yeah, yeah, we did, actually.
Right, okay. Obviously, you've just been working on covers for the moment, as I said earlier in the interview, that you're at a very embryonic stage of your career. I was still keen to have you here and listen to your story. So, what's been the highlight of your gigs so far?
Highlight of our gigs.
Yeah. Oh, what's been your favourite gig so far?
I don't know. Probably either one of the Academy ones or we played at the Railway twice, and both of them have been really good.
Yeah.
Is that due to the reaction of the punters?
It was the local atmosphere and the mix. You know, everybody there, you could tell. You know,
the people around Royton and that, they know who we are now.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
It's a good turnout. We play always. Tony from the Micronauts has helped us out all the way.
Yeah, you played a couple of gigs with the Micronauts.
Coming up with them.
Yeah, right. The Micronauts have done us lots of help.
Great stuff. The Frakes will be out on May the 9th. This audio might not go out in time, actually, but May the 9th at the Angel in Royton and the 15th at the Lees Live Lounge. But the plan is, I think, Ben, to start working on your own material quite soon.
Yeah, definitely. So we've had our own material in the past, but it's just been sort of buried, kicked under the carpet when we lost a drummer.
Yeah.
Got a new one, because we weren't a band for a fair few months. We were just sitting around.
Yeah. So what's the sort of original material like? How would you describe it to the listeners?
It's more sort of indie, sort of.
It started off that way. Yeah, it was more
progressive rock, sort of.
Yeah, it didn't really suit how we wanted to play, but it
was not bad tunes, but it wasn't really what we were looking for, to be honest.
And we just kind of brushed that to one side and just thought, no, it's good, but it's not good enough, so let's start afresh and make sure when we do start afresh that the songs will be fantastic, you know. And that sounds really cocky and all, but like I said, we need to make sure that these songs sound the best for when they go out, instead of...
Rather than sort of rehearsing them at gigs, if you like.
Yeah.
You want them spot on.
Perfect before we play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what about kind of influences then, Jacob?
Well, I am influenced by Pete Townsend of The Who and the Small Faces and lots of little mod-inspired 60s band.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know,
nothing wrong with
that.
Even the game was, we've talked about this before, we don't want to, we want to try and bring it back, like, the old days.
Yeah.
We want, if it was up to us, you know, if we could find a way of doing it, you know, making it sound really, really good, I think we want to have lots of soul influences, obviously, 60s, early 60s rock. And
our theory was about the band The Stripes, obviously, they've... Blues rock and roll's been around for ages, and all they've done is just...
It's rhythm and blues.
Twist on it.
What they did was rhythm and blues, and they've made it a more 21st century sound and released it, and they've took off. So our kind of inspiration was...
We want to kind of do that.
Yeah, why don't we take this? Why don't we take the 60s, you know, sound, make it our own again, you know, 60s music, make it our own sound, and then release it, and just hope that it takes off, really. I think that's what it was aiming for.
To a certain extent, it's kind of, whether it's coming back or it's taking off, however you want to describe it, there's quite a bit of a mod scene going on in Oldham, actually, at the moment.
Yeah.
Is that Is that something you've been kind of aware of?
Yeah, because obviously the little gig we did with Matty on the weekend.
That's Matty Cummings from Five Foot Fez, yeah.
There's obviously, like, you can just tell by just going to, say, like, a little event like that, that obviously everyone's still there. Like, you see them all with the scooters turning up.
Yeah. I was one of them on Saturday. I missed you, though. I had to shoot off at 12 o'clock. What stage of development are you at with your original material, Jacob?
Well, at the minute, we're still in the progress of writing. You know, we expected it to be a long progress before we got stuff, you know, released and rehearsed and all that, you know. I think at the minute we're focusing that much on writing our own stuff, you know, actually getting it off the ground and moving. And then we'll start rehearsing together these tunes. But nonetheless, we are still underway working on new music.
Yeah, and presumably the three of you, obviously Luke's unavailable this evening, but you're all sort of kind of singing from the same hymn sheet. You know.
I think you know, even though some of us have our own little differences, like different music taste and stuff like that,
together, everyone's still keen.
We all look at each other like brothers, and we all look after each other, and we all stick together, and, you know, we just hope to take off together, basically.
Yeah, good. Well, that's very positive and lovely to hear. So the future then, what are your kind of hopes and dreams? If we say shorter term firstly, like I said, I've already said rhymed out a couple of the gigs you've got coming up, but have you got anything further in the future planned,
well,
say
at the
in
moment,
the summer?
I think the aim of the game at the moment is just keep gigging and gigging and gigging, just to get that, you know, just to sort of get the name out there first. Like, people, it's like, we want people to think, like, saying on the weekend, oh, the Freaks are playing now on Saturday, I've seen them, let's go and watch them. Yeah. Instead of having to ask people.
Yeah. We want to get a following
going.
A bit of a following going
before we do.
But we're also, at the same time, we're getting a following going, is getting experience and getting, you know, getting used to...
Presence. Like,
yeah, as cocky as this sounds, you know, even getting used to the somewhat semi-fame kind of lifestyle, you know. We want to be, you want, you know...
Just get used to it, like, get comfortable, obviously, have, like, a good...
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we're just...
We want to sound good live as a band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we take it to the next step, to longer term, then what about where would you like the Freaks to be in 12 months?
12 months.
Yeah.
Hopefully have tunes and looking for somewhere to record. I've spoke to someone called Adam Briffer.
Oh, I think he's recorded Gold of Tongue.
He's been doing stuff with him. I've had conversations with him about trying to fit us in when we've got our own stuff.
Yeah.
So we want to be basically writing and recording.
Yeah.
Personally, I just want us to be as big as we can be. You know, I just want us to be able to, like what we're aiming for. Yeah. The people to say, oh, you know, the Freaks are playing here or the Freaks are playing there, but why don't we go? It should be a good night.
Mm.
I don't think the main aim is to be mega, mega Arctic Monkeys famous. It's just to be able to provide people with a good night out, I think.
Yeah.
But also to get, you know, somewhat recognised and be proud of what we've wrote, you know.
Yeah.
And enjoy it as well.
Yeah, good. Well, that's a very confident attitude to take, lads, and I really like it. So I would encourage, I think we'll kind of wind it up there, but I'll encourage the listeners to go and listen to the Freaks whenever they get the chance, and hopefully you'll be impressed and you'll be hearing much more about them in the months and years to come. So thanks for coming down, lads.
Thanks a lot.
And we'll speak to you again soon.
Yeah,
take
no problem.
Care.